the Dockers press conference with Ross Lyon?
All those things. So, yeah, I was pleased. You know, obviously Walters and Fife and Ballantyne are really important to us, and we subbed out Pav just to manage him. So, yeah, there's some real upside in us as well. But we understand they're a struggling team that's trying to rebuild, and but we needed to do what we did, and we could have been a bit more emphatic, but overall it was pretty pleasing.
Talk about opportunities, Ross. You will have the option next week of resting some senior players or guys that played every game this year. Will you take that option? You rest?
Yeah, I didn't think you'd ask that question, so I haven't really thought about it much. We've clearly had discussions. We've earned that opportunity, but that sits within the rules of the AFL. So we are fatigued. There does need to be management of our players. It certainly we can't. There's no impact on any other teams in the competition. It doesn't impact Port, and we can't improve or lessen our position. So clearly, it's an opportunity. We'll formally contact the AFL tomorrow, but clearly it's an opportunity, something we're thinking about. So that obviously flags it to everyone. What the exact look of that is, I don't know who it is, I don't know, but it's nice to be in that position, and also, as we understand it, not to impinge on the integrity of the competition, because that's really important, and so that avails us that opportunity.
Are there, off the top of your head, are there players that are particularly fatigued that would come to mind that would benefit from the
rest? Look, in the cold light of day tomorrow, we'll assess that with all the relevant information. Our strength and conditioning guys are data dominated. They'll produce the data, they'll produce all the facts, and then we'll look at form, and our medical will put through all the injury, and because no team gets to this stage of the year where people aren't carrying things. So, but we're also okay and respecting that we need to hit the finals in good form and be competing. So we'll try and strike that balance, but clearly one will suffer at the expense of the other.
In terms of the bigger picture, how much of a bonus is it to be in this position where you can rest players before the finals?
Yeah, I sort of, respectfully, I just sort of alluded to that's a good opportunity. Doesn't happen often. I think we did it in 2013 with a bit of a risk attached. I think everyone was hoping someone kicked that goal, but wasn't to be, was it? So, yeah, no, it's an important opportunity.
Just on that experience a couple of years ago, did you have any data afterwards to show that it was a really good call, that it really helped?
Probably the only data was the win at Geelong. We ran it out, we're fresh, although we started slowly, so they're all the risks. So I've got no idea what number. It might be one, might be two, might be ten. I've got no idea.
Spiel again, playing their first ever.
Yeah, so we're aware of that. Yeah, so that's the next question that we're aware of. That will clearly would impact them as well. So they're an important stakeholder of ours. It's been a really productive alignment. It's been beneficial for both parties. We see ourselves as one. But clearly, the AFL would override at this stage the impact, but we'd certainly be respectful of that.
Just back on Michael Walters, was that a late decision or just a precautionary thing with his calf soreness?
Yeah, no, very late decision. Yeah, very late decision. So we'll see how the week unfolds, but clearly it would take no risk for him for this week coming.
With his shoulder?
Yeah, went back in. So as long as the strength's come back, he should be fine. Not ideal, obviously, but we see it not all the time, but regularly enough to know that he should be okay.
You obviously had to shuffle the deck a bit today, and Gary Gibbs played up front. How did you look at that as an option, and could you potentially do it again?
Yeah, we liked it. He's very confident overhead, loved the kick. I think he hit the scoreboard early. Good flexibility. We'll put Johnson there for a little bit. But, it's something. Clark was unavailable through suspension and concussion, and Tabernacle was the emergency. So, we're working on that mix.
Stephen Hill went forward as well after spending a bit of time in defence the last six weeks.
Yeah, we've done that. Yeah, Mundy and Barlow went forward. So just trying to excite a few individuals, really. And, because we had a few of our front half out and challenged. So... it's important to excite a few and try a different mix. Mick Barlow on ball today was very, very good, I thought. So some people really stood up. I thought Ed Langdon, the debut, I thought he was fantastic. And he's a running machine, and at the end, when a lot of people weren't running, he was running and he gathered 7 disposals, and we really enjoyed what he did today.
Is he going to push his case to keep his spot?
Well, he didn't do it any harm, yeah.
He kicked 100 points, well, over 100 points today for the first time since round 8, I think. Was that pleasing? Is that important?
Yeah, it certainly doesn't hurt. But I think in two or three of those other games, it's probably beyond belief that we didn't kick 100. Do you know what I mean? Some of the things we slaughtered and the opportunities we had or the misses we had. There's been times we've had 60 entries and all that. So it's like, yeah, it's nice, but we're going to have to do it against better calibre than that.
Touched on Hav earlier, just more of your thoughts on his return game today and on his goals, but setting up.
Yeah, I thought he was okay. Yeah, he was okay. Yeah, he's had his swerve back, but he's swerving around. But, you know, he moves that. Yeah, I think he's okay.
Ross, you touched very briefly on it, but can you expand at all on the significance of first minor premiership for the club with 17 wins so far this year?
I'm very pragmatic. I'm not sure what it means. You get a double chance and one plays four, whoever four is. So, but in the club's head, it's a fledgling club, isn't it, that wants to build itself, and I think we'll create history. The Eagles should finish second, I'd imagine. So it's great for WA footy, and clearly if you're in the top four, history tells you it gives you a really good chance. So, although the competition's so even this year with the teams out of it. But yeah, it's not insignificant, but it's just a nice box to tick as a club, I would imagine. And it'd be nice to create some more history from there. That's the aim. Thanks, guys.